All right. All right. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, could you all hear me? It
Yep.
just got really,
Yes.
okay. All right. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. If to members and staff, members, if you're able, please activate your video for the purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak. Ask questions or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants must be unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it would be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Can you scroll? Thank you. And so with that, can we get assistance with roll call, Angela?
Yes. Brian Binford.
Present.
Araceli Esparza. She was on for a moment. All right. Bob Kleba.
Present.
Corinda Rainey Moore.
Present.
And Melanie Ramey.
Present.
And Araceli Esparza, she just joined. Will you confirm you're present?
Hey everyone, I just got on. The
All right.
thing had to update 100 times. I'm
We just
present.
started, so
Cool.
Okay. So I will read my portion. And we had a quorum, so we already called the meeting to order earlier. So in a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item unless it is noted for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raised a hand function. And I don't believe that there is any public that registered to speak, correct, Angela?
That is correct. No public comments and no one registered to speak today.
Okay, so with that, we will move forward with today's agenda.
All right, just one second.
Are there any disclosures or recusals? I'm not seeing any disclosures or recusals. So, do we have the minutes from August 1st?
Mm-hmm. I am pulling those up right now. Let's see.
Raise hand.
I apologize. I'm not
looks like you're
fast and changing to the next document.
Hand now lower. Zoom lower hand.
This is the draft agenda. You want the minutes.
Hand now lower.
Right.
Just one moment. All right, here is the minute draft. From August the 1st.
I'm not seeing the minutes, Angela.
Oh, okay, I'm looking at it on my screen, so I have to stop and reshare from the last time. I apologize. I haven't gotten this together
for a little
yet.
Bit.
Yeah,
that was a
menu item.
This is the draft of the minutes. So you all still don't see it?
Raise hand button.
No.
Hand now raised. Press F6 to reach.
I need a class. All right, just one second. Share.
Looks like you're
this
done
is the
talking.
Minutes.
So we'll lower your hand in 8
Share
seconds.
Again.
More options for raise hand button menu.
It's there.
Escape. 6.
Yes.
Melanie, I can hear your computer talking.
Right, Melanie.
Yes.
Can you mute?
Arm. Lower hand button.
Yeah, I was going to move it.
Okay. Has everyone seen, had a chance to look at the minutes, or do folks need a few minutes to look it over? Can you scroll, Angela?
Okay. Public comments. Yep. You have
if
a raised hand. Bob Kleba has a raised hand.
Right.
Yeah, I'll move to approve the minutes.
Right. Is there a second?
I have a clarifying question.
Go ahead.
Is 1, 2,
wait,
three,
can
four,
we
five,
wait?
Five.
Can we have a second first and then discussion first? Can I have a second? Looks like
second,
Brian.
Second.
Second. And then go ahead with discussion.
Club of provided an update. It's requested we remove this from future items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we removed it because there was a discussion that there was nothing we could do about it. And since there is really nothing we can do in that space, then
what was it though?
The zoning, it had to do with the zoning.
Okay, got it. Thank you. We can vote.
Okay. All in favor, any further discussion? All in favor of the approval of the executive minutes from August 1st, can you raise your hand? And if you're unable to raise your hand, you can unmute and say yes. So I see Bob, I see Brian, Araceli. Melanie, where are you? Okay, so it looks like the minutes are approved. Down to the next item on the agenda. I'm looking at my thing. Okay, and our new vacancies, we have two folks that will be coming on to the commission hopefully next week. We will get Angela. Do you have an update? Did the board, I mean, did the city council approve right in Bangalore? I know the mayor gave us her approval,
right.
But I think we were waiting for the council.
Right, which would be the this September meeting, which is after our meeting, because they only had one August meeting.
Okay.
So the initial was to have the information, but they didn't have the second meeting. So it would be at the next meeting.
Okay.
When they are, but they have been invited and have been accepted to come to the next meeting and the retreat.
Okay, so they will be at the retreat. That was my hope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they both confirmed.
Okay, great. And then that would put us at full capacity, correct?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Any questions about those two potential commissioners? I'm seeing no hands. So with that, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is
new biz, the community listening.
Community listening sessions. Araceli, anything on that piece? I know you and Sheree and Linda were working on that piece.
Yes, and I have emailed them, but Sheree, so I had a death in her family, something. And so that delayed us. Has been delaying us. I keep on, you know, and I wasn't present in our last big meeting. But Sheree, last communication I had with her was back on actually August 23rd. You know, let's regroup in early September. My afternoons are pretty open as of September 9th. So I might talk to Linda. So it might just be myself and Linda, but yes, Sheree has had, her nephew was murdered in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Violence. That was on August 21st.
And oh, wow.
So she just needs time to mourn. She's like, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So just letting everyone know, that's kind of what has delayed us. I feel like Sheree's very integral in our planning. So I don't really want to do it without her. And even if we do it after Thanksgiving, but before December, I feel like that's not a bad time. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, first week, I'm kind of shooting for the first week of December to kind of do like, hey, we end the year with this, you know, and we can do that. So I'm still trying to hold space for her. So I'll try to, I want to hold off until maybe after the 10th of September, but this is good that I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Brian, your hand.
Thanks, Chair. I think we still have the minutes up on the screen, and we're now navigating into the agenda for tonight's meeting. So I don't know, Angela, if you could put the agenda that we're discussing tonight.
All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
Because I just have my own pulled up on my own screen.
Okay, just one second.
But.
And that was just a
yeah, I need like a class or something, I guess.
Oh, you're okay. You're talking to a baby boomer.
You just need to stop sharing this and then pull up the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just one moment. Because I'm looking at my screen and you're looking at something different. So,
well, I'm looking at my
please
agenda.
Accept my apology while I learn how to do this with trying to work on two screens here. All right, just one second. Because I did something with my view, so that button that has the stop share, it moved. So now I'm going here. So you want tonight's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I was smiling because it was kind of like Groundhog Day. We'll be discussing the same agenda for the next 3 months. If we
right,
don't.
Right, right.
No, we wouldn't, because I wasn't following that agenda. I was following them on my own screen. So I was following my own
agenda.
So
I'm looking at it. So like now I have to do the share. It's funny because what I see, I think, is It's different. I have it on my screen and I just can't make it show to you guys. So let's see if this is the fifth. Today is Thursday the fifth. Do you see it or no?
Yeah, we see it. Can you scroll down though?
Okay. All right. So we just
So
did.
that's where we were at the community listening sessions. That's where we
Yes.
were.
Yeah. We only have four, five items.
And hold on. And the Truth and Reconciliation Committee should come off, correct? And we talked about that, I think, at a few of the meetings. So that should come off. But I see your hand, Bob. And then I'll go to
Yeah,
you, Brian.
just back to Araceli here. Sorry to put you on the spot, but have we any remaining listening session dates for 2024?
I don't think we have any dates yet. I think that's what they're working on.
Okay. I
I
was just
think they're, I
curious.
think we're supposed to have one more listening session before the end of the year, and that's what they're working on, but right now we don't have a date. I think Araceli was saying that she wouldn't wanted to give Sheree a chance to grieve her family's loss. But then, and she felt like Sheree was integral to the committee planning, so she didn't want to move ahead without Sheree's input.
Yeah, I just was confused about this year versus early next year. That's all.
Yep. Brian.
Thanks, Chair. You said what I wanted to say in the beginning, that I thought we weren't going to keep this truth and reconciliation for future topics. I mean, it could come up again. But one thing I would hope is, if we're on the four, Chair, are we still on three, or are we on four?
If you're on three, if you want to go to three, but we had moved to four,
No,
but Bob.
that's what I wanted to talk about, is four.
Okay,
That
go ahead.
future topic. I'm very concerned about the budget, the referendum,
Right.
and losing Ford. So I think the commission needs to understand the ramifications and weigh in on that. So I'd like to add for a future topic, budget implications and referendum.
Okay. Any other future topics? I'm not hearing any. And then the next item on our agenda is actually our retreat. And we do have an agenda for the retreat that we want to run by you all. So just to know that our retreat is scheduled for September 12th, and it is an in-person retreat. It'll be held at the City of Madison Fleet Service, the place where we've had the last two retreats, on the east side by Walmart, by Nakusa Trails, by Walmart over there. So we will have the retreat that day. So we're asking all members of the commissions to be there. And we asked our two hopefully incoming members to join us, and they will be there also. So this right here is really what we're looking at for our agenda. We have the roles and responsibilities of the EOC per the ordinance, and it will be great to have that discussion, particularly as we're bringing on new folks and they will be present, so we're all on the same page with that. And then we will do an overview of our EOC, EOD office, and then what we call burden shifting process. So I believe Forward will be here that day and helping us to navigate through that space and talking about that. And then we will talk about community partner training. And then, as we always do for our retreat, We always work on our work plan for the upcoming year. And so this work plan goes back to the mayor and to the commissioners. And then it is the document that we actually work from as we move throughout the year. So any questions or thoughts about any of that piece, or is there any other items folks wanted to add to the agenda? I think this is a lot. And it will probably take up a big chunk of our time.
So
go ahead, Araceli, and then I saw Bob, I think.
When we talk about the roles and responsibility, I'm wondering if staff could give us like examples of scenarios that of which this committee can really be. I'm supposed to lower my hand. It even tells me that. Okay. Just examples of where and how this commission actually works, because I think that's going to be important for our recruitment.
But I also think it's important for each member to know what they're charged with, right?
Because even for ourselves to be effective, that's what I'm saying. Even for ourselves to be more effective, like there have been things that we. Like there was that ordinance that Bob had said, hey, let's go for that. Hey, that wasn't a good fit for us because we can't affect change there. The housing ordinance has been a really good fit for us. I also think like even pressuring more community partner trainings has been a good thing for us, because we went with like Cap Times and Wisconsin State Journal. We shook them up for a minute and like, ooh, okay. At the very least, they paid attention and, whatever, they paid attention. I think they took some of the community partner training finally, is what Byron told me once.
I think and the other thing that I think it will do is it will clarify some things for us, because some things, as you mentioned, are not in our purview. So even though they might sound good, we don't have any authority in that space to do anything. For example, I know that there was some talk about us doing some work in Sun Prairie. Well, this is a city ordinance. So even though we could go to Sun Prairie and maybe listen to some concerns, there's really nothing we can do in Sun Prairie because it's outside of the city limits.
And one thing we haven't done in a while, we've been focusing so much in this last 2 years on housing, is workplace discrimination. And to be honest, that's my personal story. That's why I wanted to be part of this EOC commission, is to work on that type of workplace discrimination. And I spoke with Byron the other day, and I was like, Byron, there's been such a backlash on DEI training that myself as a consultant, I have lost so much income. It's not even funny. And so I was like telling him, I want to quit the commission. I'm sorry, you're going on a little bunny trail real quick, but I was really close. And I says, I'm just done. I need to spend more time on just myself. And this is taking time away from that. I'm getting burnt out. And so he's like, I'm really encouraging you just to hang on to our annual event in person. That way you can tell everyone this. And I'm like, okay, I will. If it aligns with workplace discrimination for next year, I'll stay on. I'm just being from the heart, like the housing thing. I mean, I'm glad it's been really good work we've done, and I'm glad of the work, but I got to focus a little bit more back on workplace development. That is why I joined EOC, because I was harassed horribly, treated horribly on the workplace. And I had made in a complaint to EOC. I've helped other people make complaints for workplace discrimination to the EOC. I've taken the community partner training through Midwest Mujeres. So I'd like to see that be part of our, I'll go on our thing and see if our work plan will include some more of these listening sessions, but mostly around, or at least one or two on workplace discrimination, because I do feel that is within our charge to do. With that, I'm going to rest, but that's just all I wanted to say. And also, if you know of work or training.
Ours, right? So we're the ones that come up with what we want to do. And so you certainly can bring it up, but it is really up to this commission what we want to work on for 2024 and 2025, because it is all of our work plan. And it is our work, because we, as a commissioners, we only have one work plan as a joint commissioner. So whatever we choose to make that be a part of the work plan, that is the document that we will work from. And so we welcome any feedback and suggestions folks have about what that work plan should look like. And then ultimately the group will vote on what they want to work on. So that will be part of that retreat that we have next week. And then I want to give Bob, you've been raising your hand and waiting patiently. So go ahead, Bob.
You know, I've not been waiting patiently. I've been enjoying the conversation, and this is what we're here for. So I have one agenda item to add to our very long agenda item list, and that is introductions. And I'd like to suggest that we require the commissioners and staff as well to tell us a little bit about themselves. And I would like to ask our committee to come up with a question that we can pose to staff and commissioners to kind of open up discussion, or not discussion necessarily, but to get people to say something about themselves beyond their name and what they do for a living and blah, blah, blah.
So do you have a thought about what that question can be?
I want to hear from others first. Brian, I know you're good at this sort of thing.
I got the ultimate icebreaker that'll get us all talking. You've all done it already, but allow me to spring it during the retreat. Let's keep the suspense. But I like what you said, Bob. And, you know, oftentimes in Araceli, I've known you for so many years, and what you've done for our community and how you serve from the heart and soul. So hearing what you said, we have to take care of ourselves the best that we can. But, I hope that in our future conversations, we might consider workplace discrimination and things that you bring forward. But I appreciate a chance to get to know us all on this retreat. I'm excited about, and to have that little bit of opportunity. We do have a jam-packed night, and I have been researching burden shifting outside of this, and maybe Ford's presentation won't be an hour. Byron, that's up to you, but it would be great if we had an opportunity to just take, even if it's a half an hour, to get to know each other. And no, because we all do work outside of this, right? And that's what brought us all here, our collective belief of social justice. And so anyway, thanks, Chair. That's all I got to add. But if you let me do a quick opening icebreaker, it'll only take a few minutes.
I was going to say, I understand we want to get to know each other. Some of us have been working together for many years, actually, on this commission. So I am hoping we can do it in less than 30 minutes because of everything else that's on the agenda, although I recognize the importance of getting to know each and every one of us as well. But there is a lot to cover, and it is going to be a long night for some folks. So I just wanted to just keep that in mind as we plan this agenda. Araceli.
1 year, what we did was we all wrote our bios, Bob, And then the staff printed everybody's bios out, and then we just read them just for the sake of reading them. But you remember that, Brian? We did that 1 year. So that could be something we do before then if people want to. But I hear what you're saying, like beyond a bio, who are we? Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to Brian's thing.
So, Angela, can you add that to the agenda for next week?
Yes, absolutely.
And then anything else regarding the retreat? Byron, you have anything you want to say?
You hear me okay?
Barry.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, it should be okay to do people. Now, folks, even though we start at 5, anyone who wants to show up early, staff and I, we have to be there at 3 to get set up. We can't get access to places there by 3. If anybody wants to show up a little earlier and hang out, have a little social time, and do a little meet and greet at that time, that's also there. We'll be there. So that's an option. So, I would put it out there just to put it out there as an addition.
Okay, if you didn't quite understand Byron, he was saying the staff would be there as early as 3, and if anybody wanted to come a little earlier, you're welcome to come earlier. If you can hear me better, then.
I heard him.
All right, perfect.
Thanks. Any other questions or comments regarding the retreat? And I believe that was the final on our agenda. Is that right?
Yes. That is the final thing on the agenda.
And so we will add the, I guess you want to call it icebreaker, to the agenda. And then we will get that out to folks so that they know. Okay. With that, that's all I got. So I think we need a motion to adjourn. Well, we are at the end of the agenda, so I don't necessarily know if we need one, but for the record.
I will motion to adjourn, Chair.
Audio now unmuted.
Second.
Thank you. All right. So thanks, everybody, for your time. And I'm looking forward to next week. And it'll be nice getting to know some of you in a little different way next week. So thank you, Brian, for agreeing to the icebreaker. All right. Have a good night, everyone.
All right. Good
night. Thank you, Chair.
Good night.
At 5:33.